at the break, I'm still thinking about those two old sisters. And two words came to me to describe them. Number one, they're quite the twin, you know. They are both spunky is not a good word to use, but they're very spirited. Those of you who know them, very spirited. Don't you like that word, spirited, as an adjective, as an adverb? Are you spirited, brothers and sisters, or are you something else? You see, they just have the spirit. They just have the spirit, and you know, they fellowship with the Lord. They confess their sins. They consecrate. They pray a lot. Of course, they pray a lot, and they're vital. They're spirited. It's time for a spirited church life to return, brothers and sisters. I mean, too much the dampening and kind of a downtrodden and kind of doomsday. I mean, the other word that comes to me is the word zest. You know the word zest, Z-E-S-T? You know, this person is full of zest. He has a zest for life. You know, I mean, that's the way we should be. That's an overcomer, just zestful, right? And not this kind of, just kind of moping and groping. It just does not befit an overcomer's description, huh? And it's possible. That's the point. It is possible. We need a solid, full coming back, renewing of a life in the spirit. And we start with the exercise is there's no way around that. And I'm going to finish these two hymns, just read through them, and then I will give you a picture of what this zestful, overcoming, vital living is like for the church, and that, of course, I give you the tip or the hint now. It's in 1 Thessalonians 5. Okay. All right. Let me read in 781 now. This one is just an absolute classic hymn on exercise the spirit. Exercise the spirit. Pray in every way. I don't care. A big prayer, small prayer, confessory prayer, or intercessory prayer, praying at every time, praying at every place, in all prayers, exercise the Spirit. This is our unique need today. The problem is not with there's no water. Oh, the water is, there's a drought. There's no drought there, okay? We have an abundance of triune God. We have everything. The Spirit has been breathed out upon us. The Spirit has been poured out on Pentecost. It's ready for us to enjoy, for us to receive, for us to possess, for us to enjoy, and for us to use. It's a thing we don't exercise. We just like that, you know. Okay, exercise the spirit, pray in every way. I have prayed too little. That's a confession to make. Pray more. See, we need to declare war on this, right? Saints, it's not that we don't have time. We waste time. We need to redeem the time and spend. We have moments. I mean, in this pandemic, we have a lot more time, really. We don't have to dress up and travel and do this and that. We're at home. There's a lot of time, but we still waste those time. And there's always something to waste our time on. The social media, the this and that. And so the water is running, but your hose is not connected. You're defiled by the world. You are just like the people in the world. The whole pandemic is wasted. You know, this pandemic can be redeemed as an opportunity but it can also be something that can waste you and do a number on you. What happened? I like to ask. You have to answer to the Lord. I must testify, not that I'm that successful or so special, that this pandemic worked for me. It worked for me, but it depends on my exercise. If I didn't exercise, and I can spend all my time doing all kinds of things, but because I say, aha, now I don't even need to do this and that and go here and there, I can be with the saints, I can pray, I can study the word, my goodness, my productivity goes up like this, my vitality goes up like that, and it should, that's not like, whoa, like so unusual. No. I just cooperate with the Lord. I just push myself to exercise my spirit. And dear saints, our church life does not need to be like this. All right? If more of us would just exercise our spirit in multifarious ways, the problem is the weakness of spirit. And the tiredness of the spirit and the coldness of the spirit, that's the ultimate problem. I have prayed to little keen my spirit, nay, you know, your spirit after not being used out of duty and function for a long time, it's not keen anymore. It's not, it's just dull and insensitive and rusty. But get it going again. Okay, don't just even start using it frequently more. Don't spend the time on these other things. It's not helping you. Exercise unto godliness. Even when I pray, my spirit seldom proved. Ever just to follow as thy spirit move. You know, don't pray these kind of perfunctory prayer and just kind of amen, amen. Your heart has to be there. You know, a good prayer is just simply a sincere prayer. The heart is there. That's it. Lord, make me vital. You know? It's a sincere prayer. You don't need to give a message to the Lord. All right? As the Spirit move you, you just talk to the Lord. You just cry out. You just do all kinds of things with the Lord. Be real with Him. Now I pray in spirit as the Spirit groans. The groaning is here. It's a big part. Romans 8. A lot of my prayer are actually groaning. I even don't know what to pray for, but I groan. That is not wasted time. The Spirit is praying on my behalf. Pray by the anointing, not as memory owns. Don't just pray. Reading is not just to pray by memories, some verse that you remember. Yes, you may do that, but it's mainly learn to pray by the anointing. You know, prayer, brothers and sisters, requires appetite, just like the word requires appetite. For a sick person, you know, a lot of sicknesses, one of the strongest symptoms of someone who's sick is the loss of appetite. When you lose appetite for Christ, for His word, for prayer, for the meetings, you know sickness have come in spiritually. It's very easy to detect. I hope we're filled with appetite to pray, filled with appetite for the word of the Lord. You see, you just have that appetite, and that's a sign of a vital, living, healthy person. All right, not the mind applying, but the spirit pray, praising or beseeching, spirit-led always. You know, You see the picture here. Learn not to pray by your mind. Just abandon that and just pray with the Spirit, by the Spirit, as the Spirit leads in a free way. 3, not just by myself, my spirit exercise, but with others praying, I would do likewise. Some of us, when we're with others, we stop praying. You know, nowadays with the pandemic, with the Zoom, in some of our meetings, some saints permanently turn off their camera. They're there, but they permanently turn off the camera. And I said, why are you here? Well, I mean, are you in your bathrobes or something like that? I want to see you. But they want privacy. They don't want to be seen. Dear saints, I tell you, there's such a particular supply and strength that comes from the body by being with the saints, and you have to find that. You have to know that. You know, it says when I came into the sanctuary, then lights turn on. Then I'm clear about what's going on. There are things that the Lord would not tell you or reveal to you unless you're in the sanctuary, you're with the saints, you're in the church meetings, the Lord speaks. Too much. You are lacking in light because you're not with the saints. You're short of the Lord's speaking because you're not open. You are isolated, okay? Praying in the Spirit as the Spirit wants, for 'tis in the inmost Spirit have response. This is deep calls unto deep, you know, that little booklet. You know, there's an echo. When I pray in the Spirit, your Spirit knows that I'm in the Spirit, and you get supply, you get light, your Spirit will respond to my Spirit. This is prayer. This is corporate prayer. When two or three are together, or six or eight are together, or the church is together, pray, brothers and sisters. Many of you just sit there. Just sit there. Come to the meeting and sit there. Don't sit there. Exercise your spirit. The church needs your spirit. No spirit, no fellowship. And no fellowship, no building up. This is habit, okay? Not praying is habit. Not exercising the spirit is habit. Conversely, praying much is also habit. Exercising the spirit all the time is habit. Good or bad, you have habits. Build up the new habit. Open your mouth. Use your spirit. Exercise your spirit, even in a strong way, to pray, to praise. You don't need to have a long prayer. You know, if you come to the prayer meeting, tell the Lord, I'm going to at least exercise my spirit minimum of 3 times as a start. No need to be long. But you're there, and the saints know you're there. I mean, the worst thing is when I'm in a meeting, a number of saints, they don't say a word. I just don't know what they're doing, what they're thinking. Are they unhappy? Are they criticizing us? Are they, what's going on? But when everyone is exercise and responding and praying and in the spirit, whoa, I tell you, that's the meeting. That's it. That's it. And the more we have meetings like this, fellowship like this, time together like this, the church is becoming vitalized. Vitalized. There would be meetings where there's not as much preaching or that kind of thing, but more prayer, because all the saints have a strong praying spirit. That's a vital church. When we serve together, we through prayer would move. Fellowship in spirit, not in word to prove. Never pray together, shouting, crying much. When is the last time you shouted in public in a meeting of the church? Crying much. When is the last time you cry much? You know, I mentioned this sister, Teresa. Oh my goodness, she's just like, praise the Lord, like that. Well, you say, whoa, she is Puerto Rican, hot-blooded. They all like that. Don't say that. Don't say that. She's vital. But we are just like this. Sorry, I'm not very kind to describe that. Why? Habit, that's why. Look at the Psalms, you know, crying, shouting, make a joyful noise. I don't mean performing, brothers, right? I don't mean that. But the church life can be reversed. All right? Exercise the Spirit here and everywhere. Few or many present, caring not who's there. So much of many of us are like, who's there? I cannot pray. Who's there? I have to shut up. No. Brother Lee, in training us one time, we were in Embassy Auditorium. Some of you may remember that long time ago. And he would call us to go up to speak, okay? So one time he called a brother, who's my roommate, to stand up there to speak. This brother is like, whoa. This is like Embassy Auditorium. Brother Lee say, okay, look what's out there. Well, people, saints. No, Brother Lee say, these are all just clay. These are all clay. You know, man is made of clay. You're just clay pots out there. Speak to the clay pots. What are you afraid of? Well, this brother was strengthened to speak to the clay pots. Sometimes I tell you, we look at the saints, long face, oops. She is thinking something bad about me when she's thinking nothing about you, okay? You just drop into a severe case of self-consciousness, analyzing, figuring, conjecturing. In your mind, brothers and sisters, no, that's not the way to be. We need to restore the strong exercise of the Spirit when we're together. And we would not criticize anyone. We're one with everyone. We learn together. Am I right? Release the Spirit. Okay. Not a piece, a place, a person will influence me in all kinds of meetings. I, my Spirit, free. Any place, anytime, anywhere, I will use my Spirit in a simple way, in a sincere way, with the other saints. I tell you, immediately things will change. This coming Lord's Day, tomorrow, at the table, at the prophesy, whatever the case may be, the Spirit. But don't just do it one Lord's Day. Every Lord's Day, every time we're together, this has to become habit. That's why we need to exercise to be like this. What, like what? This is to be filled in Spirit. Thus my Spirit lifted, gives the Lord the way. Thus my Spirit strengthened, I'd be used each day. You know, a lifted spirit. I like to see more spirit that are flying, soaring, lifted up. You know, we soar on eagle's wings. Is that a word or is that real? I like to see spirit strong, strengthened, you know, undepressible, right? Bouncy, right? Brother Lee said, the more you push me down, the more I bounce up, because he's full of air. He's full of pneuma. We should be like that. In the Spirit's flowing, living water, see the host, yeah? Thus the saints are mingled. Build the church will be a lot of good works, a lot of good things will come out from this condition in the church. The God-ordained way, the gospel, the this, the that. We need to be like this with two and three. We need to be like that in our small groups, in our homes. We need to even be like this when we are by ourselves. Our brother said, if you have never been crazy before the Lord, you are not spiritual. If you've never been crazy, you're so nice, so proper, so dead. Last one, I will read 782. I have time. How mysterious, O Lord, that thy Spirit dwells in mine. How marvelous it is into one, two spirits twine. What can be greater than this marvel of all marvels, two spirits conjoined. God and man are one, one spirit. I mean, think about that for a moment. That's the key. That's the key to God's organic salvation. That's the key to the working out of his economy. By the Spirit, I can walk spiritual, in spirit be. By the Spirit, I can serve and in spirit worship thee. We need to recover a walk in the Spirit every day. When we're with our spouse, when we're with our children, when we are living by ourselves, we learn to set our mind on the Spirit and walk by the Spirit. I know we know these things. I know. But brothers and sisters, it's not about knowing, it's about doing. Through thy word and by my prayer, in the Spirit touching thee, lifted high my spirit is, strengthened shall my spirit be. It's all written by Brother Lee using the same words, lifted, strengthened. I pray, you know, Paul say, strengthen the saints into their inner man. We all need to pray that prayer every day for ourselves and for each other. Lord, strengthen my sister, that sister. Strengthen her into her inner man. Uplift her spirit. Strengthen. Okay, make my spirit strong, I pray, other spirits to revive. Lift my spirit high and free, other spirit then may thrive. Consider if a meeting is like this, some take the lead. They would just pray and revive other people's spirit. Their spirit is just properly high and free and helping other spirit to thrive. This is the ministry of the Spirit. Every time I speak, O Lord, may my spirit actuate. And whatever I may do, let my spirit motivate. Some of the working saints, young working saints, you are very smart. You are very, very, very good here, and you have good utterance. Even today in your profession, you need to, you know, be able to talk. That's good. But I will tell you, some of you are weak in the spirit. You can never replace a spirit by your good utterance or your very logical, you know, very threaded, very, you know, proper line of thought kind of delivery. You need the Spirit on top of that. More Spirit. Sometime I like to see you actually lost your train of thought, but full of the Holy Spirit. I'd rather see that. That will give life. Forget about perfect speech or perfect prayer. It's better for us to be crazy, zestful, burning. Every time my spirit acts, other spirits open be my. Every time my spirit moves, others lift it unto thee. Oh, what a way to edify others. What a way to strengthen the saints and minister to the saints. This is to build one another up. Lord, have mercy from above. May my spirit breathe on me. Then my spirit will be rich, strengthened, and refreshed by thee. So a rich spirit, a fresh spirit, an uplifted spirit, a strong spirit. This is the way for us to be filled in the Spirit. So I would end now with these very, very popular verses. But Brother Lee spoke about this in the Vital Group training, and it is always so real. And that is, excuse me, chapter 5, 1 Thess, verse 16 to 20. There are other charges by the apostle here, but let's just take those five verses. Number one, always rejoice. Now, again, you just had a heartbreak. How do you always rejoice? You see, this means you're an overcomer. I don't mean we're not sorrowful, we don't grieve. I don't mean that. Yeah, I think you understand. I'm not talking about that. It would be inhuman if we are like that, with no feelings. I'm not saying that. That's not spiritual. But, however, even in this extremely, extremely difficult situation in a cell in Rome, Paul keeps saying, rejoice. 20 years after being in prison, the last words that Watchman Nee wrote in a letter to a relative, he was dying at the time, this a month before he died. He had a heart, long-term heart condition in these very, very inhumane condition. He said, I maintain my joy. Now, how do you do that? You tell me how you do that. Not a word of complaint. Where does joy come from? How can he still be vital after 20 years in prison? You tell me, brothers and sisters. Let us rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Pandemic, no pandemic, good day, bad day. Rejoice. And only in the Lord we can rejoice, always. How are we in the Lord? That means to be one with the Lord. How are we one with the Lord? One spirit with him. How are we one spirit with him? We have to exercise our spirit. Not to be so affected by whatever is going on, but touch the source. Always rejoice. I mean, that's the first thing. This is not mere happiness. This is something inward. You know, the one of the first fruit of the Spirit is joy after love. Joyful. We may be in tears, but there is the Christian joy. There is the joy of God by exercising the Spirit. Number two, unceasingly pray. What else can we say? Pray unceasingly. That means not just pray even at a certain time. We do that. We should do that. But this is like praying all the time. You're constantly connected to the host. You're constantly switched on. The motor is constantly running. The electricity is constantly flowing. And prayer is the way to maintain that constancy. And at the same time, we have to constantly pray. And it's all kinds of prayer. It just, you're taking a walk, you pray. You're doing this, you pray. When there's a moment, you pray. And it's a habit you build up. Almost like a constant, nonstop conversation with the Lord Jesus. You see, this is healthy, this is right, but you have to build that up, that habit up, to be filled in the Spirit. Then next one, in everything give thanks. Fill your mouth with thanksgiving. I learned from a brother, right? I might have testified this before. He loved to say, thank you, Lord. Everything's thank you, Lord. It's almost like a whatever. I said, whoa, that's good. Then I learned, try to learn to thank the Lord in everything. Even in bad things, the pandemic and sickness and this lot of things. I think we all go through many things, went through many things, are still going through things in this pandemic, and not despising or denying that. But it is what it is. We are to give thanks to the Lord always for all things. Stop complaining about your spouse. Thank the Lord for your spouse. Stop complaining about your children. Thank the Lord for them. Stop complaining about this and that. You won't be a happy person. A complaining person is never happy. But a thankful person is always happy. And we give thanks not to the Lord. And we also should give a lot of thanks to others, shouldn't we? And there's too much to be thankful for than to be unthankful for. Count it. You just count it. The thanks column is always longer. That means don't be negative, saints. We just live in a negative state of mind unnecessarily. This is a big one. I don't have the time. Don't quench the spirit. I will say more next time. This is a big verse. Nowadays, I'm paying much attention. It does not say here, be filled in the spirit. It says, don't quench the spirit. Meaning what? Meaning the spirit is already working. The spirit is flowing. The spirit is ministering. You don't quench it. The problem is that not asking to be filled. You know, I think we need another song, not fill me now, but don't quench the spirit now. How about someone write a song like that? That is a more necessary song. The spirit is filling. The spirit is moving. The spirit is available. Near and dear, the spirit is the spirit of grace, doing all kinds of things, but you quench it. I quench it by not exercising our spirit, by not obeying our spirit. By not following the Spirit and walking by the Spirit, we quench the Spirit. Or when the Spirit prompts you to pray, to praise, and you won't, you suppress the Spirit, you kill the Spirit. The sister verse to this is Ephesians 4, grieve not the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, several times something like that is said. The Lord Jehovah said, you grieve me, people. You grieve the spirit of holiness. You know, the spirit can be grieved. That means the spirit is a person. Don't grieve him. Make him happy. And don't quench him. So that's why the other verse, the opposite of this is Romans 12:11. Be burning in spirit. And in 2 Timothy 1, fan the flame. Fan the flame, the gift of God. That is the Spirit with its gift given to us. Don't quench it. Use it. Go along with it. Exercise it. And lastly, don't despise prophecies. The speaking. Dear saints, you know, Ephesians says, be filled in spirit. What? Speaking one to another. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So the speaking, the exercise of the Spirit has to do with not only prayer, it has to do with speaking, and it has to be rejoicing. And in rejoicing, it must include the matter of singing, I believe, and praising. We need a church life, brothers and sisters. We live like this, and it is possible, very, very possible. Took the last bit of time, and I think I better stop here. I hope you're okay with my very free fellowship. If I step on your toe in some way, please forgive me and give thanks to the Lord. But I have no intention of offending anyone. I just feel like I'm so much in the family, and I like to be free and open to all of you. Okay, I stop here, brothers. Back to you.